Yeah, thanks for the amazing introduction. And as Jan said, so we're here to talk about the future of calling in Matrix. And we actually bring some pretty cool new things, and there's like quite a thing going on at the moment. So yeah, we really hope from now on there's like finally good calling in Matrix, or at least we're doing the first steps. And all this will be built upon Matrix RTC, which is a underlying protocol, basically, which empowers all the calling in the future. And that's what we're going to talk about, how this works, how this is structured, and how calls are built on top of this. So Matrix RTC is actually something a couple of you probably already has encountered in the form of element calls. So basically, this is a standalone web app where you can just have calls. It's very similar to Jitsi, but in the background, it's actually running Matrix RTC. And what hasn't reached yet, though, is that this is really in a federated system. So what we have here, this single-page application, is very, very enclosed. So it's running its own home server, and it doesn't federate. You can't log in with your actual Matrix account. You have to have a custom account for this specific application. And the change we're going to present now is that we actually have the same technology, but in our federated Matrix system. So before we actually start into the interesting new things, we talk about why we even considered redesigning all of this. Because as probably all of you know, there is calling in Matrix since quite some time already. It's in Neko, it's in the legacy Matrix apps, element apps, and it's in Element Web. So why not just work on those? There are issues. For example, if you call each other in the same time, you get issues that the calls sometimes don't figure out that two people want to talk to each other. Sometimes one of your devices never stops ringing. But why not just fixing those? Oh, I see a lot of nods. That's actually super satisfying. It's really good to see that people know what I'm talking about. So why not just focus on fixing those while rebuilding something entirely new? And the thing is, there are like some pretty fundamental limitations. So it's by design just one-to-one calls. That's just how it's designed, and it never really was in this specification designed for something bigger. It's very call-specific, so you can't build any arbitrary real-time application on top of it. It's just for calls, and that's something which we think would be cool if that changes, and the signaling is done over room events. That's not necessarily a mistake, but it makes things a little slower than necessary, and also it's really hard to get right, as we can see with ringing never stops, or we call each other at the same time and it doesn't converge to an actual call. So this is basically our vision, what we want to achieve. So we want calls to be a great and central part of Matrix via Matrix RTC, and those four columns are the core things which we really want to get right. So we don't just want to have calls, we want to think beyond calls and build an expandable system that motivates also other projects. So we already had this, not with the exact stack we have right now, but something very similar. And people like Element built Third Room, and also Nordic built things like the Neo board, which are also kind of built on a similar thing than Matrix RTC. And we want to make Matrix RTC really a thing where it's super easy to build those kind of things. The other column, which is super important, is that it's using a pluggable RTC backend. So currently that's LiveKit, and LiveKit is an amazing open project. So it really fits into Matrix from a culture point of view. So it's an open system, and it really solves all very complicated issues if you use WebRTC for calling. It even ships a SFU, and it's just like a very, very decent combination, like Matrix for like the high-level signaling, and LiveKit for like actually doing the WebRTC shenanigans you need to go through. It actually gets quite annoying if you look into the details, and they just do an amazing job to really get this all nailed down. And then it has to support large group calls. Like everything which we want to have in the future shouldn't be just for one-on-one calls. I guess that's pretty obvious. And last, we want to make it as simple as possible for other clients to support the whole infrastructure. And we already have two apps from Framitly, like the Framitly app itself and FluffyChat, which support it. And we have Element apps which support it. And we also We'll talk about this in more detail later. I want to make it as easy as possible for others to also add calling. There's like a widget path you can take, and also LiveKit helps us here because they provide pretty decent SDKs. So if we want to build calling on Matrix, we really want to leverage all the good things about Matrix. So here's like a very short, I guess I can really do this quickly because everybody knows probably, what really makes, or what Matrix is really good at. So what things we really have to pass over through this real-time infrastructure. And one of this is that it's an open standard. Like, that's like one of the things I really see as a core of Matrix. It's super cool. I mean, we had Fustum, so it's grayed out because it's not really that surprising. Then we have Matrix encryption, which is really powerful, and it goes further than just encrypting for large rooms. It also has a very good authentication and verification system. And that's a thing which I think is super essential, that you not only can connect encrypted to other people, but it's also verified. So you have the guarantee that if everybody's doing this device verification correctly, that all the participants are actual participants you trust, and where you trust the devices are not malicious. And that is what actually makes security in the end, that you don't have any weird third party being in there which shouldn't get the data streams you're streaming. And then it's a federated system, so calling definitely has to go this path as well. And what Matrix is also really good is in having persistent storage. So it's not just exchanging data, it's also storing data and replicating the stored data over multiple home servers. But that kind of comes with the cost that it's not real-time, what we need for calling. It's more like more in the below a second range, but not millisecond range. So having those four columns in mind, how can we now use Matrix to really build up something like a system that uses the best parts of Matrix while still succeeding in actual real-time? And this is done by like those three core parts. We have the Matrix part, then we have client apps, which then use the LiveKit SDK, and we have the RTC infrastructure, which is LiveKit in this case. So starting from the top, we can see that we have just a Matrix room, which can be on a federated system. And the core component in the Matrix system, or what the problem Matrix solves here, is that it basically stores which user is currently in which session. So if I'm joining a room and I'm reading the room state, I immediately can tell who is in which session and how to connect to those people. So I know if there's a running call and I know how to connect to them. And yeah, of course, then Matrix also does a lot more, sharing keys and providing the accounts and the verification. Then as the next in the center part, we have the clients themselves. So here we have a couple of clients which have only the green box in there, and then clients with the green and the blue box. And each of those boxes is basically one RTC application. So to make this example more concrete, one could think of as the green box being element call, or just calling in general, and the blue box being some document, shared document, real-time system, or third room, or whatever have you. And some of those members are just in one RTC session, and some are in two. And this is also something that should be possible. And then last, at the bottom, we have the RTC infrastructure, where we primarily want to use LiveKit. But it also would be possible that you use full mesh, or we have this empty box at the end. It also should be possible to basically use whatever new technology is emerging. So if web transport at some point in time replaces WebRTC, then you could implement a new infrastructure, which then does the same high-level signaling over Matrix, but it still uses this new technology to have even better or even higher data transmission, whatever the advantage is. So now we look into a little bit more detail for those room events. So before we had them at the top, now they're at the right. So we have room, multiple member events, and each member event has an array of memberships. We need this array because, as seen before, we could have a call and at the same time a real-time document. And the top part of the membership JSON object here is the actual core Matrix RTC part. This data is just there to know how to connect to this specific peer in this